The Trump administration has been planning to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The question asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? But that effort has now hit a major roadblock because a federal judge in New York has ordered the question to be removed. Here's the latest from NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang.
California Secretary of State Alex Padilla says the ruling is, quote, a win for democracy.
By no means is it over because there's still a chance for appeal and ultimately Supreme Court action on this.
Padilla, a Democrat, says he's also watching other citizenship question lawsuits, including one brought by his own state of California.
There's billions of dollars at stake. So if you care about voting rights, then you ought to care about a fair and accurate census.
The 2020 headcount will determine how many congressional seats and electoral college votes each state gets for the next decade. The Trump administration has insisted it wants the citizenship question to help protect the voting rights of racial minorities. But the question's critics worry it would ultimately lead to an undercount of non-citizens and some citizens afraid of answering that question.
Oh, I think it's absolutely time for Congress to act.
Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, tells NPR she's planning to reintroduce a bill soon that would prohibit adding any census question that has not been tested for at least 3 years before the census. That would include the new citizenship question.
Questions are not added willy-nilly by anyone who wants to add them.
A new Census Bureau report shows stark contrasts in how different groups react to the possibility of the 2020 census, including a citizenship question. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang reports the Trump administration is fighting multiple lawsuits over the controversial question.
A new report from focus group research commissioned by the Census Bureau suggests that many communities of color and immigrant groups are worried that responses to the question will be used to find undocumented immigrants. Rural residents who identified as white and not Hispanic, however, said they were largely, quote, all for using the census to ask about citizenship. One rural participant interviewed called the question a necessity, saying, quote, I think the immigrants need to get out of here.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on the Trump administration's effort to add a citizenship question to the 2020 U.S. Census. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang says those suing to block the question include dozens of states, cities, and groups.
Elizabeth Ouyang is a census consultant with the New York Immigration Coalition, one of the groups that successfully sued the administration in New York.
The Supreme Court cannot turn a blind eye to the blatant abuses of power in attempting to put this question on the survey at the 11th hour.
The Supreme Court could overturn an order from U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman that blocks the question. Furman ruled that adding the question violated administrative law, in part because Trump administration officials provided misleading comments about why and how it was added.
The 2020 census count will have reached every U.S. household exactly a year from today. The Census Bureau has plenty of hurdles to clear before it can carry out the count. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang sat down with the Bureau's director for his first news interview since taking on that role earlier this year.
Stephen Dillingham's job is to make sure the U.S. government meets its constitutional mandate to count every person living in the country. And looming over him is an issue he can't control, a citizenship question the Trump administration wants to ask. Is this person a citizen of the United States? Dillingham was nominated by President Trump to lead the Census Bureau. Did you have any conversations with President Trump during your confirmation process?
I did not.
You did not speak with President Trump?
No, I have not.
Have you spoken with him since you've been confirmed?
No, I have not.
Dillingham said he has been in conversations with White House officials, and the citizenship question, quote, could have come up.
Actually, it's very interesting, but I was not asked a position on that at any time in the process.
President Trump, however, made his position clear today when he tweeted that without a citizenship question, the census would be, quote, meaningless and a waste of the billions of dollars it cost to put together. Did you know that he was planning to tweet today?
I don't follow tweets, but a few minutes ago, someone mentioned that to me.
The tweet sent some Census Bureau staffers scrambling.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today over the citizenship question the Trump administration wants to add to the 2020 census. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang reports the conservative justices appear ready to side with the administration in allowing the question.
The Supreme Court appeared split along ideological lines based on what they had to say at oral arguments about the census question. The Trump administration says it wants the question to better enforce part of the Voting Rights Act, but Justice Elena Kagan called that justification, quote, contrived. The question's critics are worried it will lead to an undercount of immigrant communities. New York State Attorney General Letitia James's office represented plaintiffs in one of the citizenship question lawsuits.
The bottom line is that states all across this country will lose resources, federal resources, as a result of an undercount. In addition to that, we will lose representation here in Washington, D.C.
The Supreme Court is likely to issue a decision by June.
Well, however the Supreme Court rules on adding the citizenship question to the census, that count will have major implications on the lives of people around the U.S. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang has been tracking all the developments of the 2020 census, and he's here in the studio now to explain what's at stake. Hey, Hansi.
Hey, Ari.
So we just heard from Nina Totenberg that the Supreme Court is likely to decide by June. That's also when the Census Bureau says it needs a decision. We're talking about June of 2019. Why is that deadline so important?
Because the Census Bureau needs to get 1.5 billion pieces of paper. We're talking about census paper forms, letters, postcards, other mailings needed to carry out a 2020 census count. All that needs to be printed starting this summer. And currently, as budgeted, the Census Bureau needs to have that decision and needs to know exactly what questions will be included by the end of this June. And paper forms are going to be very important for the 2020 census. It will be a census that will allow all households to participate online and by phone. But for folks who don't have reliable internet access, don't want to give their information over the phone, paper forms are going to be the way to collect their information. And in case if there are any major technical issues with IT systems, paper is the only backstop.
There's nothing else like it. There is nothing else like the census.
Anthony Fox served as U.S. Secretary of Transportation during the Obama administration. He's now the Chief Policy Officer for Lyft. The ride-hailing app filed a friend of the court brief against the citizenship question. Lyft, Fox says, is worried that an inaccurate census could mean that some communities may not get their fair share in federal funding for roads and public transportation over the next 10 years.
That is a direct impact on our business because it means that those roads will end up being more clogged up and those people will have a harder time getting around.
Lyft was joined in the court brief by its competitor Uber, plus other big-name brands like Levi's and Univision, where Jessica Herrera Flanagan is the Executive Vice President of Government and Corporate Affairs.
This data that comes out of the census is not just some bureaucratic government data that sits in a vault somewhere that no one sees. It's actually data that affects our day-to-day lives.
Herrera Flanagan is concerned including the citizenship question could lead to an undercount of Latinx residents. Census Bureau research suggests the question could discourage Latinos and Latinas from responding. Still, Herrera Flanagan says Univision is talking up next year's census on TV shows like Pequeños Gigantes.
Un censo? No sé.
These cute kids were talking and saying, it's this, and then finally one young man announces,
no sé qué es un censo, pero participa.
Whatever it is, just participate.
Do newly discovered documents reveal the true motive behind a change to the U.S. Census? The Trump administration denies any political motive, but documents in the hard drives of a dead Republican strategist tell a different story. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang has been covering this story. He's on the line. Hi there, Hansi.
Hey, Steve.
Now, before these documents were discovered, what was the Trump administration saying was their reason for wanting a citizenship question in the census?
The Trump administration has said it wants this citizenship question to use those responses to better enforce part of the Voting Rights Act, specifically a portion that protects the voting rights of racial and language minorities. But the plaintiffs here are arguing that these newly discovered documents belonging to Thomas Hoffler, a major Republican strategist. He died last August. His estranged daughter came across his hard drives, found these files that she passed along to lawyers who happened to be involved in the citizenship question lawsuits, and they came across a memo that Thomas Hoffler wrote back in 2015. He came up with a strategy that if you were to add a citizenship question to the census forms, he wrote, that you could use that information to redraw political maps to favor Republicans and non-Hispanic white people. And the plaintiffs are arguing that this strategy...
The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking, for now, the Trump administration's request to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang reports a majority of the justices found the administration's reasoning for the question, quote, seems to have been contrived.
The Supreme Court is leaving in place a lower court ruling that blocks the question, is this person a citizen of the United States? President Trump responded to the Supreme Court's decision by tweeting that he's looking into delaying the census so that the administration can make another case for the addition. New York State Attorney General Letitia James's office led one of the lawsuits against the question, and she says if that happens, her team will be ready to return to court.
We need some finality and some closure to this because we need to engage in the census. It's required by the Constitution, and the Constitution is clear. Everyone should be counted.
The Census Bureau has said the printing of paper forms for the census is scheduled to begin by July 1st.
President Trump says he wants to delay the upcoming 2020 census. Now, the Supreme Court has already ruled on this. It is keeping a citizenship question off the census for now. That's a question the president wanted. He yesterday said he has his own view.
You go through all this detail and you're not allowed to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen. So you can ask other things, but you can't ask whether or not somebody's a citizen. So we are trying to do that. We're looking at that very strongly.
The uncertainty is now affecting the scheduled printing of paper census forms because the time to do that has arrived. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has been tracking all of these developments. He's in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, yesterday was supposed to be the day the printing began. Did it?
All signs point to no. I have not gotten an official response from the Census Bureau or from the printing contractor, R.R. Donnelly. But if you were to take a look at the website that's tracking the 2020 census materials and whether they've been approved, that they have not been approved for printing. And it appears that this is all over this citizenship question. Is this person a citizen of the United States? President Trump wants to get that question onto the census forms, even though for now the Supreme Court is keeping it off.
You said for now.
The fight over adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census is still not over. Earlier today, the Trump administration told a federal judge they're still looking for ways to include it. This despite the fact that the Supreme Court has put the question on hold for now, and despite the fact that earlier this week, the Justice Department confirmed printing of census forms without the question has already started. But President Trump is not ready to give up. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong covers all things census-related. He joins us now. And Hansi, why is President Trump so invested in the citizenship question?
It's not clear if there is one driving reason for this. President Trump recently said that he wanted this question so to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an unauthorized immigrant, even though that this question does not ask about a person's immigration status. Mm-hmm. And today, President Trump gave more reasons why he thinks it's important when he spoke to reporters outside the White House. Let's listen to what he said.
Well, you need it for many reasons. Number one, you need it for Congress. You need it for Congress, for districting. You need it for appropriations. Where are the funds going? How many people are there? Are they citizens? Are they not citizens? You need it for many reasons.
And it's important to remember that redistricting and the redistribution of congressional seats, that's based on census numbers of the total number of residents, not just U.S. citizens.
The Justice Department is forming a new legal team to try to get a citizenship question onto the 2020 census. The department has not explained why it's switching attorneys at this late date. President Trump continues to push for this question, even after the Supreme Court ruled to keep it off for now. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong covers all things census-related and joins us to discuss these latest developments. Hey there.
Hey, Ari.
Why is this happening now, more than a year after the litigation began?
The Justice Department has not provided an explanation for this change, and these court papers don't go into any detail about why these attorneys are asking to step away from the cases. And it really raises the question now about what was happening and what has happened behind the scenes at the Justice Department. And I've been talking to former DOJ attorneys who just trying to get some insight here, and including Nicholas Bagley. He entered the DOJ under President George W. Bush, left under President Obama, and he said he is concerned that to see so many attorneys withdrawing could be a sign of a bigger problem. Let's listen to what he said.
When I worked at the Justice Department, I made lots of arguments I didn't agree with. But there comes a point when the arguments you're being asked to make aren't within fair bounds, that are so far beyond the pale that it conflicts with your own ethical responsibilities. And in those extremely rare cases, you can sometimes push back and say, I'm not going to put my name on that brief.
And to be clear, the lawyers who are asking to leave this team have not said publicly why they're leaving. But Bagley is concerned that DOJ attorneys may be signaling that they are being forced to not protect the rule of law and are, quote, being used as pawns of the White House.
President Trump is backing down on his effort to get a controversial citizenship question added to the 2020 census. Trump also issued an executive order that he says will improve sharing of citizenship data between agencies.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country. They must furnish all legally accessible records in their possession immediately.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wong covers the census. He's been following this effort from the beginning. And Hansi, give us more detail on the president's announcement tonight.
Well, he's essentially dropping this fight to get this question, the citizenship question, onto the 2020 census, saying that it would have delayed the census. And because of essentially logistical hurdles, this is also U.S. Attorney General William Barr speaking, that's why they're no longer trying to push this through the courts. But he is going to issue this executive order, which I've been covering this for more than a year now. I don't hear anything new in this executive order, because if you actually were to go back in the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross's decision to add this question, he also instructed the Commerce Department, the Census Bureau rather, to compile existing government records from the Social Security Administration, from State Department, from Department of Homeland Security. And these are records the Census Bureau says would be more accurate and less expensive to collect than self-reported responses to a citizenship question. And the Census Bureau officials, they actually said back in May, just a few months ago, that they've already compiled those records and were waiting for the Commerce Secretary to give them a go-ahead to release them eventually. So this sounds like the president is backing down and trying to do it in a way that seems like he's not going down in
right.
the fight.
Essentially, you're saying agencies already share data about citizenship?
I'm saying that there are special agreements that the Census Bureau has already entered into to get this data from Social Security Administration and from the Department of Homeland Security. That's already happened. This isn't new. And all the Census Bureau has been waiting for, is guidance from the Commerce Secretary of what to do with this data that he directed them to compile.
When the 2020 census count begins, 6 months from now, there will not be a citizenship question on the census forms, but some worry that immigrants will still be too scared to fill them out. Here's NPR's Hansi Lo Wang.
The heart of one of the hardest to count neighborhoods in the country is in New York City. Under the elevated train tracks of Jackson Heights, Queens.
I can eat Ecuadorian food, Mexican food, Colombian food.
All on this block?
All around this block. You know, you don't have to walk that far. It just reflects how diverse this part of Queens is.
Jatsiri Tovar is a spokesperson for Make the Road New York. The immigrant rights group operates out of a glass storefront on this block. Two signs taped to the windows say, ICE out, warning immigration and customs enforcement officers they cannot enter without a warrant signed by a judge.
We're walking into Make the Road New York.
This organization was one of the dozens of groups that successfully sued the Trump administration to block plans for a citizenship question.
It's so important that our community knows that we won. The citizenship question will not be added to the 2020 census. And now it's time to get to work to make sure everyone participates in the census.
The courts have recently blocked the Trump administration from adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. But a citizenship question still exists on other Census Bureau surveys. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang explains why.
Since June, the Census Bureau has been testing public reaction to a citizenship question through an experiment that has caused lots of confusion.
Good afternoon.
Including among members of Congress, like Representative Jamie Raskin.
So there are hundreds of thousands of people who, in essence, are being told they're legally obligated to answer the citizenship question right now.
During a recent hearing, the Democrat from Maryland pressed Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham for answers about what the Bureau is calling the 2019 census test.
The Bureau pushed a last-minute field test to 480,000 households, half of which got the citizenship question and half of which did not.
This kind of testing usually takes place years before a national headcount starts. Dillingham explained why the Bureau squeezed in this experiment after the Trump administration made a late request for the question.
The career staff at the Census Bureau felt it was very important that we would know the operational impact for purposes of resources.
So you never made that judgment?
No, I did not make that decision.
All right.
The Trump administration has stopped pushing to get the question on the 2020 census. Instead, it's using another way to get a detailed count of U.S. citizens and non-citizens by using the records of federal agencies. Still, the Census Bureau had decided to continue testing the question so it could have research ready on how the question could lower response rates and drive up costs for future headcounts.
So I went to the site, which is respond.census.gov.
Josh Clark's home in Sacramento, California, was among the 500,000 households randomly selected for the test. And he says seeing the question on the form now was a bit of a surprise.
Okay. Is, as my full name, a citizen of the United States.
Clark is working with an immigrant rights group in Nevada to figure out how to do outreach for the 2020 census. And he says he's worried the test forms could send mixed messages.
The waters have been muddied so much already. the trust has been broken potentially, whether the citizenship question is on there or not.
It takes a conversation for sure. And not only a conversation, but with someone that is trusted.
Esperanza Guevara of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles says her organization has been trying to clear up confusion from the test.
A lot of our community members, quite honestly, have never seen the census form or have never filled it out.
All the attention over the Trump administration's failed attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census is also complicating other Census Bureau surveys that collect citizenship information the government has relied on for years. They include the Current Population Survey and censuses for the U.S. Virgin Islands and other island territories. Those surveys, unlike the census for the states, are not required by the Constitution to include responses about every person living in the U.S., and their results do not determine how congressional seats and electoral college votes are divided up. But Bridget O'Callaghan, who lives in Chicagoland, says she was concerned after she helped her mother-in-law recently answer a citizenship question on the American Community Survey.
I got nervous, yeah. Wondering if it was maybe fraud or if it was fake.
It was, in fact, from the Census Bureau, which has used the American Community Survey since 2005 to collect citizenship information that helps enforce the Voting Rights Act. Federal law prohibits responses to Census Bureau surveys from being used against individuals. Still, O'Callaghan says the question made her feel suspicious.
There's been all this drama about not having that question on. It just felt like they, snuck it in.
The Bureau has not announced any plans to remove the question from the American Community Survey, and it's expected to continue asking about citizenship on test census forms through August 15th. Anzila Wong, NPR News.